whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We that have been in this business a long time recognize it as a black trash bag type of a day. You know, for a vast majority of teams, they're cleaning out lockers and so forth. And, man, we take it very seriously to be in this tournament and excited about being in this tournament and being one of the 14 that are still working.
I don't think they hand out trophies for being the 14th best team in the NFL. And when the Steelers have made the playoffs of late, that's what it feels like they are. I also, when I need a black trash bag at my house, can never find them. We have them. You need them for big projects, but anytime there's a big project in need of a black trash bag, I can't find it.
They're not in your garage? Don't you just keep them there?
They float between the garage and the shed, depending on the last time I used it, and I'll always go to the other place first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love a good heavy-duty trash
Me
bag.
Me too.
They're awesome.
I love them.
Yeah.
A lot. My camera's always messed up. I'm all mad. Like, I'm all off camera. Is Mueller's head that big? Like, because he has to be the last person that sits in this seat.
Yeah.
I mean, is his head that big for real? Because it's always off.
At least your camera isn't 1 foot in front of your face.
Yeah.
Mackie was doing his show last night from 6 till 10:35.
Hey.
Little evening show. And I had him on a TV. Wish my TV was bigger, but it's big enough. And he was like an inch away from the camera. Just going to town on his fingernails. Oh, going to town. You bite your nails. Mulsey bites his nails. Pony, like, fillets the pen. Mackie is an inch away. He is fine dining on them fingernails. Like, you guys is not that bad. He was in there.
He missed a meal.
People are saying the same thing about your lip movement.
I do have obnoxious lip movement. I do.
And if people could see you cross stuff out on your rundown sheet.
We all have our things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Starkey levitates during the show.
Yeah,
he's like a foot off the ground. And his feet don't touch.
He's just hovering.
Yeah.
He's just
hovering.
He's like a hoverboard.
Whoa. And then Pomp, well, sometimes he just doesn't come in. Love you, Pomp. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Okay. Got a playoff game coming up. If Mike Tomlin wins, he's going to get all kind of crazy credit from the national media. He's going to be a hero. They've got Lamar. You're a 9.5-point underdog. You're on the road. Your offense is scoring 14.5 points. If the Steelers win this game, Mike Tomlin will be deified by the national media for a week. And the question is, will he deserve it? If they find a way to win this game, does it make you forget about the last 4 weeks? Does it make you view Mike Tomlin in a different light? What's at stake for the head coach in this one?
I mean, real quick, before Pat goes, I think it's based on how it looks. I will give credit because that was the goal that was stated by your boss. So your boss gives you something to accomplish. You hadn't accomplished it. It's time that we do this. You did that. So I will give him some credit for that. But it has to be the way that it looks. And for me to give the credit, like if they just edge by and it doesn't look pretty, but they kick 7 field goals and win, nah, I ain't giving no credit for that. I'm sorry. Because I know it's going to happen in the next round. But I could see where people would give him credit. But he would have accomplished what the goal that was set by his boss. There you go.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. I would give him credit. I would actually give him credit regardless of how it looks. I think this is that tall of a task going in there. The way they've played, the way Baltimore's played, what happened in the last outing between the two teams, the expectations out there. But I would give him extra credit if it's their style points. If they win by 10 points, if they, you know, go for 390 or 400 total yardage, if they do something like that, which I don't expect, that would give me more confidence for what they can do moving forward for sure. But I think it's that steep of a hill to climb in this game for Pittsburgh that if they win, he deserves a ton of credit.
If they win throwing the ball around, you say style points matter, Doran, then I think I would be inclined to give him credit. They're not just trying to drag him into the mud. But it has to look like that for me to give them credit. Yeah. Because if they win this game, like you said, with 7 field goals, if it's 18-16 again, you have achieved the goal set forth by Art Rooney II. I will not be mad at Mike Tomlin beating the Baltimore Ravens. I'm also not going to give him a ton of credit if it looks like that, because he's had such a problem winning playoff games. He has had largely no problems beating that particular playoff team. I'm not going to learn anything new about Mike Tomlin. It will be a monkey off the back in a way, because yes, you win a playoff game, but it's beating the team he most often beats. Like, they're 8-2 against the Ravens in their last 10 games. They have mostly owned Lamar Jackson, and the last time they played at M&T Bank Stadium, it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter before all the wheels fall off. And that was without Deshaun Elliott. That was with JPJ getting hurt. They did not have George Pickens in that football game. You had a banged up TJ Watt. They know how to beat Baltimore. And so I'll be happy if they do, of course. And my God, we can rub it in the faces of Ravens fans on social media. And gosh, that feels good. But if they win 18-16, I ain't learned nothing new.
Nothing.
And I'm not going to give them a ton of credit for that. I'm not. Now, if it looks good and gives me faith that they can go into the next round and win, okay, I would change my tune. But so the way that it
I'm
going to
play
matters.
Devil's advocate.
Sure.
You're playing an MVP frontrunner who threw for 3 touchdowns, ran for only 22 yards against you last time. Their narrative is your defense stinks. You need to fire your defensive coordinator. It's your defense. To me, like, the narrative's been as much about this defense the last 4 weeks as it is about the offense. The offense has been putrid.
Putrid.
But the defense is one of the highest paid units in football. And you're going in against the MVP candidate, one of the best tailbacks in the game, in their home stadium. You are limping in there. Limping in there. Like, barely walking into the stadium from a how you're playing standpoint. And you win the game? I don't care what happened the last 10 games between these two teams. Where they're at right now is in vastly different places. So if he's able to conjure up his team, some confidence in his team to go win this game, I give him a ton of credit. So I'm on a totally different wavelength, man. You live week to week at this point, and I don't really care what happened before. The last 4 games are more applicable to where they're at right now than what's happened in the last 10 matchups between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, in my opinion.
This is how far we've fallen, though, because there's a point where we would give – Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers credit for making to an AFC championship game or winning a Super Bowl or getting to a Super Bowl. Now we've fallen so far that it's like, man, if Mike Tomlin wins a playoff game, yay.
It's so funny because in a way it's almost the perfect opponent. They're really good. They're really good. But they have confidence that they can beat these guys.
Right.
But also I think there's going to be people like us, Doran, that want to see how it looks. And they want to see the Steelers have the appropriate plan of attack to go in there that translates not just to this game, but moving forward to try to help win other games.
Exactly.
So it's the perfect team to play because you believe you can beat them if you're Pittsburgh. But it's also a weird team to play because if you beat them, you're probably not going to get all that credit that you would for beating anybody else in a playoff game. I buy into what you're saying, though, Pat. I understand where you're coming from. And so I want to know where our listeners come from. Apparently there's a bad accident. It's like 60 minutes from Carnegie to go through the tunnel. I hope it's been cleared. If not, you're stuck with us. So you might as well give us a call at 412-928-9370. If Mike Tomlin wins this game, are you giving him a ton of credit? Or are you saying, he always beats the Ravens? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If there's an angle that we haven't hit on this game so far, we're going to hit it over the course of the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. Doran, we're getting lambasted on the text line, man.
For what?
For being too negative.
Again?
Yeah, because now
we're better today.
Thank God I'm here.
Yeah.
We're not giving Tomlin credit if he beats the Ravens.
I said I would give him credit.
We gave a qualifier, yes. If they come into this game and it's not run, drag them into the mud. If they come out throwing, if they zig when everyone thinks they're going to zag, then yes. Now, Bostic's on the other side of it. Pat says, you're 0-0. It's the playoffs. You haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. You win. Of course, Mike Tomlin gets credit. So what say you? 412-928-9370. Do we give No Name Bob another try?
You have to. I think you have to.
We got
to
get... Pat's very passionate about this.
No Name Bob.
All right, No Name Bob, you get another crack at it. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're
hey,
good.
I just wanted to make a few points on offense, basically. And one of them, I totally agree with you totally about Mike Williams. But I want to start with about four different points real quick. Let Russ be free. And also, Max protect, because Moore needs help. Our left tackle needs a lot of help over there, as indicated by Cincinnati getting three sacks from Hendrickson. Also, when we screen pass, let go north and south. Don't go wide with screen passes. Also, the one point that you made about Mike Williams, he knows how to play in these games. And I don't care if Pickens gets mad or not, okay? If Mike Williams gets open and knows how to do it in a playoff game, go to him. Don't shy away from it. That's the only 4 points I have as far as offense goes.
But thank you, No Name Bob. I think you might have snuck a point or two in there, too, an extra one.
Wait, why does Mike Williams know how to play in these games?
Mike Williams, big-time playoff performer in his career.
Is he?
I'm looking it up right now.
He sounded so confident.
Yeah, he has played in two playoff games, Mike Williams. 16 catches. Hey, pretty good. 42 yards the first game. Oh, excuse me, sorry, 16 targets, 7 catches for a combined 110 yards. He'd been okay.
Not bad.
Doesn't have a touchdown.
A lot more than I thought. I didn't know he even did anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. The power of Pro Football Reference. How about... And we'll take the Tomlin calls, of course. We'll take your calls all day. I mean, we're 2 days out from a playoff game. How important is it to get George Pickens involved early?
I am so in the middle on this one. And I hate to do that. But, like, try to get him involved last week. Tried hard. And you got to make plays, man. I think it's probably important, if you really boil it down, to get him involved. Something high percentage, whether it's a perimeter screen or crossing route or something where you can get him the ball in a catchable position to go make a play afterwards. But if I'm Russ, I'm not forcing it. I'm not forcing it and trying to make something happen that's not there.
Do you guys think that you'll know on the first toss to him whether or not he's got it?
Yes. Yes. I could tell sometimes by the way he catches the ball, because he sometimes, most of the time, doesn't even look the ball in, kind of like the Chris Carter back in the day. And he has such natural hands that anything in his vicinity, I could tell what type of game he's going to have by the first catch, just by the way he catches the football. And I could tell, that quick screen, I know he got behind the line of scrimmage, but the next one, whenever he dropped it, I knew that he was going to go in the tank, just by the way that it just hit his hands. Just by the way it hit his hands. But you know that you need him to win, though. And you know what your offense looks like whenever he does bring his A game, as we talked about yesterday. If George brings his A game, they will have a chance to at least have production in the air. But you know what it looks like when George does have his A game. I mean, what did he have the first game against the Ravens whenever they had, what, 6 field goals? He had like 72-some yards. I mean, you could say that that's the reason why that they had the 6 field goals and they won that football game. And he wasn't in the last game. So,
89 yards, Mr. Pickens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost going back on what I said. I'm almost taking a shot to him early. Like, just throw it up, you know, and you say you want to throw the ball in the first play of the game, and if they don't, you'll know what's going to happen. It may be the case where you have two plays in the huddle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You call a deep shot, and it's too deep, and you check it to a run or something different, but it's a one-on-one shot to Pickens, and you just give him an opportunity to go up and make a play. Because I feel like he almost, I think Tomlin said, right, make the routine plays routine. He makes the unroutine plays routinely.
Yes.
And makes the routine plays less routinely.
He looks sometimes on those routine catch and runs like he's never played this sport.
Well, it's like, this is boring, right? I want to do something.
I'm going to jump a guy.
It reminds me of like my 8-year-old when I'm like, and I'm not comparing him to an 8-year-old. I'm just saying in general, it's like we go shoot baskets. He wants to shoot threes. All these kids want to shoot threes. They don't want to do the Mike and drill and, you know, make layups and use the glass. They want to shoot step back threes, you know, and make the most the degree of difficulty determines their degree of interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that that applies to George. I mean, and that, listen, he's got the ability, the unique, almost not human ability to make those plays.
He's got to be the most important non-Russell Wilson player in this game, doesn't he?
Yes.
He has to be their best offensive player. And I am fascinated to see what this whole Ravens trash talk cologne thing does to him. Is it going to have him acting crazy out there and taking
penalties?
They're
going to be yapping.
They're going to yap after every play, and if they don't, they're stupid. They're dumb. Are we going to see the pickings that yanks a dude's face mask and pulls him to the ground? Are we going to see the pickings that's going to fight you through the back of the end zone on a Hail Mary? Or is this going to tick him off for greatness? I am fascinated to see how that goes, because there's no way he doesn't know about it. Like, I'd be playing that thing on loop in the Steelers locker room. If I'm Mike Tomlin, I take him, I put my arm around him, probably already should have happened this week, and say, George, when you play your best football, we win. And put it on him and see how he responds.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't know if it aids him for good or if this is something that's going to negatively affect him. But he is a massive key to this football game, says the non-football guy with the most obvious take in the world.
That would qualify as a chalk take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
But I mean, it's true. And the problem is, from a quarterback and a play-calling standpoint, you go like series by series with – you may get him involved the first series, then if it's two series in the second quarter and he gets into it, you know, with somebody blocking, you're dealing with almost a different guy at that point. And that's the challenge that I think no one, you know, and that I'll go back to like the Tomlin thing, the Arthur Smith criticism, is you have to at some point, and Mike Tomlin's to blame for this, Arthur Smith not as much, you have to at some point look at what cards a coach is being dealt in terms of personnel, in terms of the ability to influence. And for Arthur Smith, I mean, for the way they want to play, they are not good enough up front. They are miles away from where they need to be up front. And that's the way Mike Tomlin wants to play. It's the way Arthur Smith wants to play. So, obvious answer is play differently. But, I mean, you've been coaching for how long with the mentality of how you play? Now, it doesn't mean you can't adjust. So for Arthur Smith, you think about, I want to run the ball, we want to stay ahead of the chains, but I can call high percentage runs and Broderick Jones gets beat or gets called for a hold and we're in second and 10. Okay, we want to take shots. George stops running, right? Like, or catches the ball and gets a 15-yard penalty and we're back. You know, like, you have to at some point look at, and again, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Kevin Colbert, like, you look at draft, you look at all those things, and that's why I go back to giving Mike Tomlin, if they win this game, to me, it's in spite of all the flaws they have, because their flaws have been on full display the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Full display. None more so than probably George Pickens last week.
Let's talk a little bit more about Pickens. I have one more question for you guys about him that I don't know what you're going to say, so we'll get your answer on that when we come back. And then what Pat just said, he's given Tomlin a lot of credit if he's able to find a way to win this football game. Are you? 412-928-9370. Phone lines are stacked. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Texter, yo, as I predicted, Crowley, you're changing your mind by Thursday. Bro, you remind me of a friend of mine. His girlfriend cheats on him all the time. Then he swears he'll change. Then he gobbles it up. Mike is your girlfriend. Crowley, I'd love to have a beer with you so I could help you in your delusional thinking. What am I flip-flopping on?
I don't know. But I know that we state every single week that we kind of, you know, ride the roller coaster. And we, you know, it's like the Phantom's Revenge where we climb that hill. We start start off in the low, and then we get up, and then we're excited.
That was... You just got ripped.
And I don't get it either.
Wait, he said Mike Tomlin's your girlfriend?
I guess.
Wait. I thought you were being negative on Mike Tomlin.
Right, which I was on Monday.
And still are today.
And may well be if they win the damn football game. I ain't coming off my spot. I don't think they're going to win the game. Is it because we spent the first hour talking about ways they could? Maybe. Maybe. They're a 9.5-point underdog for a reason. I haven't changed my mind about anything.
It's the playoffs. Like, I mean, I'll give anybody a chance. I'll give the Broncos a chance.
Of course they got a chance.
Everybody has a chance. So, like, I don't think that they're going to win the game, but I can see how they could win the game. Everybody can win the game. It's NFL football, and it's one and done.
Who was the quarterback for Miami a couple of years ago when they went in and the fear of God?
Mike White.
Yeah, into the Bills. White,
yep. Who was the quarterback for the Steelers last year when they gave the Bills a game?
Yeah, I mean, that game wound up being a game-ish kind of late. And you had Mason Rudolph. So, of course, you have a shot. But I think all of the available evidence, if it's your job to pick these games, points in one direction here. All right, here's the George Pickens question I had for you guys. Let's say you throw him a deep ball early, and he's wide open. He got 6 yards of separation. And that thing goes through his hands between the 1 and the 4. Like, is it, hey, got to give him a shot for the next one? Or do you stop trusting him? Like, do you go back to the well? If you think, okay, drops the ball, he might not be with it today. Are we trying to get him going if we're Russell Wilson or not?
Yes, get him going.
Yeah.
I've done a quick screen.
What's your alternative?
Yep.
Is my question.
Exactly.
I mean, people, Mike Williams, okay. Mike Williams ain't getting 6 yards of separation. He ain't getting any separation.
Nope.
The only separation he's getting is the ability to levitate off the ground.
Vertical separation.
Verticality.
That's the reason why whenever he catches the ball, it's only with one route.
It's a combat catch every single time. Yep. And that's fine to have, but it's got a very specific set of skills. That's all he has.
Like Liam Neeson in
Correct. That's
Taken.
What I was thinking. I just did not have that voice. You go back to him. You absolutely go back to him. I think that's your horse out there, man. And there's no more in the stable. So that's who you ride with.
I think Russ, by virtue of throwing it to him late in the game on the deep pass that they couldn't connect on, I think he showed you how he feels. Yeah, he's going back to the guy. You got to go back to the guy. And you got to go where the coverage dictates and things like that.
Well, Pat, that's how every quarterback would feel, right? I mean, you have your number one guy or even number two guy. You have your athletes.
Yep.
And if they, run the wrong route or they drop a pass, like, in your mind, you're not going to be like, well, bleep that guy. Like, I'm going to go somewhere else. You're like, no, I'm coming right back to you. You would look at me in the huddle and be like, I'm coming right back to you, so catch it this time, right?
Yeah, I mean, put the shoe on the other foot. If you're wide open and the quarterback underthrows you, are you going to not run the next time?
Right.
Right? I mean, no, you're going to run, and you're going to be there and expect that he's going to make the play. And that's George Pickens, if nothing else, has given you plenty of evidence that he can make plays. And it's just the timeliness of those plays and then his consistency on all the other snaps that he's in the game that have made him a bit of an enigma. And you have to live with that at this point in the proceedings. You have to live with that and the pros and the cons that comes with.
I just can't get over that I'm Mike Tomlin's girlfriend.
Yeah, and he's cheating on you. He's cheating on you, but you...
Wait, are you back.
Are you his girlfriend or is he your girlfriend?
Whatever.
Well,
we're just in a relationship, I guess. Oh. It's weird, man. It is 7:41. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We've thrown a lot of topics out there to the people. Let's go to Johnny and Cranberry. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, folks. I'll try to make it short. Get your hands up on defense. Try to contain. Drop back and play robber coverage. Obviously, keep pressure on Lamar. But I would like to see Minka have a game. I'd like to see some different schemes on defense where they are keeping pressure and containing, keeping their hands up, but dropping back in coverage with their linebackers. Secondly, Steeler football. You play Steeler football to stay in the game. You have to pass to win the game. So I think this is a pebble in the pond contest, but it will come down, as you say, to a boulder in the ocean with Pickens. And let me ask you, gentlemen, this, and I know it's paralysis from analysis. This is what your job is. But let me ask you, what wins this game? I know you save your takes for Friday, so I'll save the suspense. defense.
Nah, we're firing takes all week long, and thank you for the call, Johnny. I have no idea what you mean by pebbles and oceans and boulders and stuff. I had no clue. It went right over my head. I mean, we talked about that in the first hour, right? You want to keep it close, and you want to see how Lamar and Harbaugh react under the pressure of this thing.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? What does it take to win this game? Like, before he left?
Yeah, what does it take for them to win?
I said in the first or second segment, everything has to be buttoned up because you're not buttoned up. You're not buttoned up right now. You're not good enough. Actually, you're not good enough right now to have things that aren't buttoned up to win this football game. So if you are trying to find your identity that you lost in the last 4 weeks, everything has to be buttoned up for you to win this playoff game. I mean, you can't have a penalty in the red zone. You can't have a holding. You can't have a unsportsmanlike. You can't have pass interference if you're Joey Porter Jr. Like, that stuff cannot. You have one or two of those, it's over.
You can't take negative plays.
It's over.
Yeah.
So, to start, if they were to win this game, they have to be the more buttoned up team. And then you can go from there.
I think it's all on number three. I think it's Russell Wilson.
Ride the Russ bus?
Yeah. I mean, you look at the games they've played well. You look at the games they haven't. I mean, this game ultimately comes down to quarterback play. At the end of it all, when you boil it down, the ultimate equalizer, the ultimate advantage is quarterback play. And I've been on the train, and I'm not going to get off it yet, of bringing him back. I will either renew my ticket or exit the train after this game. And I mean that. I don't care what happens after it. Like, his performance in this game, they've scored, I mean, they haven't scored more than...
It's 14 and a half over the last four.
Against Baltimore. Well, in these games, against Baltimore, they haven't scored more than 20 points in, what, how long?
Yeah, and it was 18 the first time, or, yeah, 18 the first time, 17 the second time.
It was 17-10 both games last year, I think, against Baltimore. So, this is why you brought him in. What was game, the weather's going to be fine. Like, he's either your dude or he's not. And I get the Justin Fields talk. I get it. I absolutely get the Justin Fields talk. And I hope they use him a little bit. But this is Russ time.
Well, that begs an obvious question, and I will ask it next. We got callers on the line at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat says this game comes down to number three. Of course it does. It comes down to quarterback play. Do we have faith that Russell play a good game? Because the last four haven't been great. Not all on him. I actually thought he played well against the Ravens, except for two plays. The fumble near the goal line. And the pick six at the end is just unforgivable. I can forgive the fumble at the goal line. You're trying to make a play.
Right.
You're a winner. I didn't have a problem with the decision. I had a problem with the result. I had a problem with the decision on the pick six. But these four games are averaging 14 and a half points. Do we have faith that playoff Russ can be playoff Russ in this game?
Yes. But is it going to be enough? Like, Russ can be playoff Russ, but can everybody else match his mentality? I don't know. Like, can the offensive line hold up? Can George Pickens bring his A game? Can Calvin Austin make that one big play? Can Pat Freiermuth catch the football? Can Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren do their thing? Like, everybody else has to play playoff Russ football too for them to win. So if playoff Russ plays playoff Russ, I don't know if it's going to be enough.
They got a block. And I feel like I'm just beating a total dead horse with this. But he's been sacked 12 times in the last three games. And how many times have we seen him throw the ball away? It's at least three times a game.
Yep.
Four times a game. Scramble.
Early.
Get out of there. Throw it away. Because some combination of no one open and pressure. I mean, it's hard to find pressure stats against the Steelers. I'd imagine they're not good. And part of that is why you see the Steelers run the ball the way they do and try to control the line of scrimmage and down and distance, because they don't feel confident they can get in obvious passing downs and, A, protect, but then, B, execute and have enough weapons, enough options to overcome the coverages you get in those situations. So, again, you go back to Arthur Smith. Oh, his play calling is predictable. What hand is he dealt? Can they block? What situations are they in? And then when they have to drop back and throw it, do they have enough options? And they had options to get other options this offseason. Didn't do it. And so, yeah, it's on Russ. Ultimately, he's got to be the equalizer in this game. But Dorn's right. You know, it's 11 guys. It's not one. But the one has the ball in his hands on every play.
Do you think?
Do I think he's going to play well? No. No, I don't. Because I don't know that they're going to put him in a position to succeed, throwing on early downs, things like that. And I've just seen so much bad play overall these last 4 weeks, like you guys are saying, that I can't trust that when he does the right thing, the play is going to be made. And then how does that look? How does that spiral? I mean, through everything last Saturday, they had a chance to win that football game.
Mm-hmm.
And you complete one pass at the end to George Pickens, and you win. And he didn't. And I think he would never admit this, but when you're running for your life half the game, and when guys aren't making plays for you, like even a play on third down that got broken up, that was to, what's his name? The Van Jefferson. He's 4 yards beyond the sticks. Run to the football. Come back to the football. Right. He didn't come back. His dad's a wide receiver coach.
Your $48 million tight end also dropped a...
He did. He did. I don't think they win the game, though. I think the clock
got a chance.
I think the clock is done.
Make the play.
But yeah, absolutely make the play.
Make the play.
Make the play. You're right about that. He did make that throw after all the crap happened,
mm-hmm.
which is the bigger point. You're right. He did make that throw. If you would have asked me when they were 10-3, how do you feel about Russ going into the playoffs? I'm over the moon. I'm feeling great. I just can't get the taste of the last four games out of my mouth.
Do you put that on George being out at all?
Because, there's all kind of rhythm stuff.
Because,
right?
You know, I mean, what? They started losing games, really, whenever George was on. I know they had the gauntlet of a scheduled 3 games in 11 days, but George, what? I mean, he got hurt when they were 10-3, right?
Yeah, and I think I think the same can be said about the defense and the injuries that they faced. Like, there's all these miscommunications. You got guys in and out of the lineup. I'm not excusing it, but those things matter.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Absolutely.
Especially when you're playing really good opponents.
Yeah. And part of me wants to think, if I'm going the optimistic route, if Najee Harris doesn't fumble the ball against Philadelphia, are you going down and tying that game?
I mean, probably.
Probably.
You're right there. And then what happens? If Russ doesn't fumble against the Ravens, you're going up 14-7 in the second quarter of that football game. You were down 7 when he threw the pick 6. And you had nobody on defense in that game. You didn't have George Pickens. So if you want to formulate an argument to be optimistic, I can see it. I can see it. But now you're trying to recapture what you were instead of you're just going in knowing, okay, this is who we are. We got confidence. We're playing well. Now you got to go recapture it. That's got to be hard. That's got to be tough.